At the top of the news this Sunday evening, Pope Benedict XVI opened the 12th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops today at the Basilica of St. Paul outside the walls. For 3 weeks, more than 250 Synod Fathers will prayerfully reflect and discuss the Word of God in the life and mission of the Church, together with lay and religious auditors from around the world and with the help of many experts in the sacred sciences.
Exaudi Christe, Episcopis Catholici et Apostolici Fidei Cultoribus, eorumque curis fidelibus vita, Salvator mundi,
Tuio Sanctua,
Sancte Andrea.
Venerati fratelli nell'Episcopato e nel Sacerdozio, cari fratelli e sorelle,
Pope Benedict began his homily with a reflection on this Sunday's Gospel reading, in which the Lord recounts the parable of the landlord whose tenants mistreat his servants and kill his son. The Pope said the Gospel reading applies to our own way of thinking and acting. It applies especially to those peoples who have received the proclamation of the Gospel. If we look at history, continued Pope Benedict, we are forced to recognize that it is not rare for inconsistent Christians to be cold and rebellious. The Holy Father went on to note how in our day nations that at one time were rich in faith and vocations are presently losing their identity under the harmful and destructive influence of a certain modern culture. The Pope said there are those who, having decided that God is dead, declare themselves gods, believing themselves the sole creators of their own destiny and the absolute owners of the world. In casting off God, said Pope Benedict, man comes to believe that he can do whatever he likes and sets himself up as the sole measure of himself and his action. And as daily events abundantly demonstrate, man's rejection of God brings the expansion of arbitrary power, unbridled pursuit of selfish interest, injustice, ruthless exploitation, and all manner of violence. In the end, man finds himself more alone, and society is more divided and confused. Pope Benedict told the faithful that there is a promise in the words of Jesus: the vineyard shall not be destroyed. Although he leaves the unfaithful keepers of the vineyard to their fate, the owner does not abandon his vineyard, and he entrusts it to other servants who are faithful. The Holy Father said this indicates that if in some regions faith becomes weak to the point of disappearing, there will always be other peoples ready to accept it. The message of consolation that we take from these biblical texts, said Pope Benedict, is the certainty that evil and death do not have the last word. It is Christ who triumphs in the end, always.
Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus imperat.
Pope Benedict spoke of the Gospel reading in connection with the Synod, saying, the Church does not tire of proclaiming the good news.
La Chiesa non si stanca di proclamare questa buona novella.
The Holy Father called on the Synod Fathers and all those present to renew this proclamation during the 12th Ordinary Assembly, and asked God to help the participants examine how to make the proclamation of the Gospel increasingly effective in our time.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, questa mattina, con la Santa Messa nella Basilica di San Paolo fuori le mura, ha preso inizio la 12ª Assemblea Generale Ordinaria del Sinodo dei Vescovi.
The Synod was the focus of the words Pope Benedict XVI addressed to the 20,000 faithful present in St. Peter's Square for the recitation of the Angelus.
Vi invito tutti a sostenere il lavoro del Sinodo con la vostra preghiera.
The Pope asked all the faithful to support the work of the Synod with prayers, invoking in a special way the maternal intercession of the Virgin Mary, the perfect disciple of the Divine Word.